Hello, this is
Will from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything. I'm not asking for any donations. I'm looking to speak to Cody Forcier.
That's Cody.
Mm-hmm. Cody, just a quick question. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and for California state legislature. Are you going to vote? Almost certainly, probably will vote. Chances 50-50, or you don't know yet?
Yes, I will be.
Okay, thank you. What about for state offices and county offices? Will you also vote? Probably vote. Chances 50-50, or you don't know yet?
Yes, I'll be voting.
Thank you. Just so we know, we're speaking to a diversity of public. Can I have the year that you were born?
1977.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself white, African-American, black, Pacific Islander, multiracial?
White.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going on the right direction, or are they on the wrong track?
I think it's been improving. I've only been here 2.5 years, so.
Okay, do you lean more to the right direction or the wrong track?
The right direction.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in county in the Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Housing affordability, public safety and crime, homelessness, jobs and wages, inflation and cost of living, water policy, parental rights and education, public infrastructure like roads and bridges.
Wow, that's a lot of good stuff there. housing prices, the crime,
okay.
Homelessness.
And if you had to choose just one as the most important?
I would say homelessness.
Homelessness, okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of names of some public figures, and I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or if you never heard of the person, please say so. Paul
okay.
Dictos.
I don't know them.
Okay. Thank you. Steve Brando.
I don't know them.
President Joe Biden.
And I'm sorry, am I supposed to, how am I supposed to read
very,
again?
Yeah, your options are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Gavin Newsom.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Gary Bradifill.
I don't know that person.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Gary Bradifill, Steve Brando, Paul Dictos, Dion Bordes, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
I don't know any of them. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Well, if the election were held today and you had to choose right now, to which candidate will you lean more? Gary Bredefeld, Steve Brando, Paul Dictos, Dion Bordes, or Bryce Herrera?
Yeah, I can't say. I don't know anything about any of them yet. Sorry.
No problem. No problem. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of some candidates for Fresno County supervisors. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this type of candidate. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
More favorable.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I'm sorry, say it one more time for me.
Much more likely, somewhat mm-hmm. more likely, somewhat
yeah,
less
somewhat
likely.
More likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate mm-hmm. who served in the military and worked as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Very likely, yeah.
Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old?
What's the third one? I'm sorry.
Somewhat less likely.
Yeah, somewhat less likely.
Okay. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fees for Fresno residents?
Very unlikely.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Very likely.
Thank you. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to the North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density
okay.
housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Very likely.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat?
Very likely.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, or a small chance, or no chance that you will vote for that candidate. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. Does he have a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you will vote for him?
Good chance.
Okay, thank you. Gary Bredefield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and businesses shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for the county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up to the law enforcement and our military. Bredefield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Does he have a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
Small chance.
Small chance. Okay, thank you. Steve Brando currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brando has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brando is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Does he have a good, fair, small, or no chance?
Fair.
Fair. Okay, thank you so much. After hearing all of this information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bredefield, Steve Brando, Paul Dicto, Dion Bordes, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
I'm not sure which one's which anymore, but anyone who's claiming to be MAGA, I would not be interested in that.
Okay. Any of those names familiar to you, or you don't have no preference for any of them?
Not really. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean more? Gary Bredefield, businessman, council member, Steve Brando, county supervisor, businessman, Paul Dicto, CPA, assessor, recorder, Dion Bordes, or Bryce Herrera?
I'm sorry, I can't say.
Okay, no problem. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Registered Democrat.
Democrat, okay, thank you. How would you call yourself, a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, thank you. Thinking of in political terms, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own, rent, or live with a friend or family?
Own.
Okay, thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.